This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. The band Little Tybee first came together in Atlanta in 2009. The group is hard to label. They blend some folk, some jazz, and a lot of really intricate musical arrangement. Little Tybee releases its fourth album this week, and they're here to give us a preview. This is all part of our year-long celebration of Georgia music. Little Tybee is Brock Scott on guitar and vocals, Josh Martin on guitar, Nirvana Kelly on violin, Ryan Donald on electric bass, Pat Brooks on drums, and Chris Case on keyboard. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It sounds from the way you've described your process as relatively collaborative. How do you make that work between six people?
Generally speaking, I guess I'll usually come up with, you know, a part acoustically, and it always starts out as kind of like a delicate menagerie, and I'll bring it to the band, and they're able to kind of add some intricate sprinkles to it that really kind of turn it into more of a beautiful composition.
Nirvana, do you think of this as a real collaboration?
I do think so. So generally, Brock does bring us the song and sort of a melody and some sort of chord progression. But a lot of times I feel like Chris Case and Josh Martin really start to explore and flesh out, I guess, these what can happen musically. So I feel like it's collaborative. It does lead with Brock, but we all get the song, we work together on it, and it just sort of, it fleshes itself out. And I think we've played with each other for so long now that we really know where someone's going to go, what someone's going to do.
And do you work from printed music? Do you have chord sheets?
No. No printed music. At least I don't have any printed music.
It's all just memorized and rehearsed. And things really start to flush themselves out when we tour them on the road for, you know, 40 dates back to back. That's when the songs really kind of bloom into, you know, what they inevitably become.
All right, so let's hear some music. What's the first piece you're going to play for us?
This song we're about to play is called Loaves of Bread.
Is it in danger? Never seen one before. Take
That's the band Little Tybee with the song Loaves of Bread. It's off their new album. They're with me here today in GPB's performance space. And this new album is crowdfunded.
Correct.
So why did you choose to go that way? You went on Kickstarter.
Correct. We've released, you know, albums with record labels, and I think there's nothing wrong with working with record labels, but just from our experience, you know, this being our fourth studio album, we just really thought it was important to maintain control of your music and ownership of your music.
A lot of musicians aren't the best business managers in the world, aren't the best promotions managers, for example. A lot of those things that a record company takes care of, you might think that it would free you up to focus more on the music. So how has that balance been since you were doing it on your own?
You're able to reach a really broad and wide audience with the internet that I think was a lot harder before. So there's a lot more power that today's artists are able to have. And one thing that I think is interesting is that most bands don't realize that they are a brand. And I think that if a lot of the same tactics that a band uses as promotion are the same things that like a corporation would use. It's marketing, it's branding, it's advertising, like all of these things. But the only difference is that a band is already cool. You know, you think about like corporations and they need to hire artists and musicians to like tie that cool factor onto them, you know? So bands just work backwards in that you are already a cool brand. Now you just need to sell stuff. So if you can figure out...
Unless you're like a polka band.
There's a market for the polka band too. I think you can get some like suspenders.
Just talking about like the cool factor may not be present. But let me ask you about the touring process, Nirvana, because... Very often, tours can do a band in,
right?
You are usually sitting right next to each other for mile after mile after mile in a car, right? What's touring like for you guys?
So for our band, touring is a very close bonding experience. We sit very close to each other in the van at this point, but we've actually done rides in the past, like around, I think, the year 2011 in a 1998 Subaru Forester.
Six people in there?
It was five
at the time. Five people at the time. It was still too much to be in one vehicle. There
was
five
all your gear
of us.
In a trailer
yes.
or something?
No. We had a turtle on top, and we had...
it was awful.
All of the gear
I don't
was
know if
actually
Josh, people can hear Josh saying that it was awful. But...
yeah, it was.
It was interesting that.
But there was no trailer. It was just our gear, literally on top of us in the tiny little trunk portion,
holy
and on
cow.
A turtle. And we actually rode all the way to Canada. Actually, we also drove from Montreal to Atlanta.
20 hours.
20 hours in that setup. So we've really upgraded our touring abilities. Now we have a van.
Big Blue.
Big blue van that
nice. Which means
more
you probably
space.
All get along better.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But honestly, we really get along pretty well on the road. I would say that very few, if any, issues would come up.
So let's hear something else. What else? You're going to play something else from the new album?
Yeah, this next song is called Tuck My Tail.
Baby.
We're with the band Little Tybee in GPB's performance space, and we just heard the song Tuck My Tail. Before we go, the old-timey retro radio is on your new album. What's the deal with the radios?
So we were trying to come up with like a cool kind of marketing PR thing for this album that wasn't too gimmicky, and I had the idea of mailing these old radios around the world and then having different videographers film them in different locations while playing the album through it. And there's lights on this radio that interact with the music as it's playing through it, so it's kind of this cool little visualizer. You can find out more about it.
Sorry. How many radios did you end up having to get?
So we have 10 radios floating around the world right now, and every morning I wake up and I look on eBay, and I look specifically for the General Electric P975F series radio, and I've actually become a member of a lot of transistor radio forums, and I never thought I would be a member of transistor radio forums, but it's actually a very cool hobby, I would say, if anyone's interested in transistor radios.
And you can get more at the website for the band. They can see the radios around the world, right?
LittleTybee.com. You can see some stuff.
That is Brock Scott, and you also heard from Nirvana Kelly of the band Little Tybee. The group releases its fourth album this week. The other members are guitarist Josh Martin, Ryan Donald on electric bass, Pat Brooks on drums, and Chris Case on the keyboards. Thank you guys all so much. You're going to play us out with something?
Yes, we are going to play a song off our new record, and it's called Languid.
Boxing gloves, gonna lay me out. I want a taste of blood and then I'm cold. I'm standing here with a smile, but then you never know. I could be faster than you might have been told. Why don't you raise your waist? Still, I've drank a bottle.
still have strength upon my shoulders. It's enough to